Hello, and a guten Chodesh, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It should be a month full of bracha. We should be zocha to the tefillos, which we davened for on Birchas HaChodesh, l'chaim u'l'shalom, l'sason u'l'simcha, l'ishua l'nachama, for each and every one. If we look at the beginning of this parsha, Parshas Korach, it tells us, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. We know this is the start of the machlokas between Korach v'Adaso and Moshe Rabbeinu, where Korach was arguing with Moshe about being the manhig. So we find that the Medrash brings down, Vayikach Korach, what did Korach take? He came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, if there's a pair of tzitzis and the whole garment is tcheles, do the tzitzis themselves also have to be tcheles? And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, of course, yes. And Korach said to him, why would that be? If the whole garment is tcheles, why would there also have to be that the tzitzis are tcheles? Wouldn't surely the garment take care of that? And Korach came with a second situation, and he said, if there is a house that is full of Sifrei Torah, is there still a chiyuv to have a mezuzah? And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, surely we have a mitzvah of mezuzah. And Korach said, how could that be? If the whole house is full of Sifrei Torah, is full of Torah, why would you need one parsha to be in the mezuzah? And at that point, Korach accused Moshe, and he said to him, Moshe, these are certainly your own commands. These are not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we look at these two examples that are brought from the Medrash of what Korach is coming to say to Moshe, we want to look at them a little bit deeper. The Kli Yakar says that we understand that when Korach came with the tzitzis, it's connecting back to the Parsha Shlach, the last mitzvah that was given over the mitzvah of tzitzis. But the Kli Yakar asks, where are we bringing in this idea of mezuzah as well? The Kli Yakar says, let's look at the Psukim. We know that Dasan and Aviram joined together with Korach, and it says, V'dasan v'Aviram yatsu nitzavim pesach aleihem. Dasan and Aviram came, and they were standing, waiting to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, pesach aleihem, at the opening of their tents. So the Kli Yakar says, why is it emphasizing for us pesach aleihem at the opening of their tents? It could certainly just say, Dasan and Aviram were standing, waiting. They went out waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says this is showing us that they came out to the Pesach Aleihem, which represents where we would place a mezuzah, and specifically there they were Mecharef Umegadef. They were mocking Moshe Rabbeinu and said the same thing as Korach. If a house is full of Sifrei Torah, why would we need this one parsha placed on the door? So there's a significance here in the Talos and Tzitzis that Korach is talking about, and in the mezuzah at the Pesach of the Ohel that Dasan and Aviram are talking about. So if we want to look at what is the meaning behind these two, the Rabbeinu Bechaya answers and he says that really Korach and Dasan and Aviram are saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the tzitzis should be pater, and just like the bayis should be pater, so too, Klal Yisrael, which is full of Anashim Kedoshim now. It's full of holy people. We do not need manhigim in the way that you are appointing them. And therefore, Dasan, Aviram, and Korach were trying to bring this as an example to Moshe to show that it was not necessary. However, the Kli Yakar goes on to something and brings out a deeper point, a deeper connection between the tzitzis and between the mezuzah. And the Kli Yakar brings down that both of these two mitzvos are specifically mitzvos which represent all of the mitzvos of Hashem and our connection to Hashem. It's not just an individual mitzvah that one is doing, but they are representative of all of the mitzvos. We see this in connection with the tzitzis where it says, Ureisam osam oso uzchartem. You look at the tzitzis, you see them, uzchartem, and you will remember all of the mitzvos. We also know that it's brought down, why tcheles? Tcheles, why the color blue? It says because the tcheles is domel liyam. Tcheles looks like the yam, like the sea. And the yam domel rakia. The yam looks like the heavens. And the heavens is Domer L'Kisei HaKavod, will bring us to think about the Kisei HaKavod. So we have to understand, why does it go through each one of these steps? That first it's the Yam, and then it's the Rekia, and then it is the Kisei HaKavod. And we can understand this as showing us that in this world, the things that Hashem gave us in this world, the Yam, the oceans, it's there to represent something to us, to show us something, to remind us of our connection to Hashem. And all of the things that Hashem placed in the world, and the opportunities that we have in the world, and the mitzvot that we have, are placed there in order for to remind us of Hashem, and in order for us to create that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to having knots on the tzitzos, the knots represent the connection, the bond that we form with Hashem from performing the mitzvahs. We find that when it comes to the mitzvah of mezuzah, that the in Hilchos mezuzah, the lashon of the Rambam is chayiv adam lizaher b'mezuzah. A person needs to be careful with mezuzah. Mipnei shehi chovas hakol tamid, because this is something that we are obligated to always. Every time a person, he goes on to say, every time a person enters his house and leaves his house and sees the mezuzah, he is encountering the Yichud Hashem. When he sees the mezuzah, he is recognizing Hashem's unit, Hashem's oneness in this world, and our connection with Hashem in this world. The Lashon of the Rambam, which is so beautiful, says, V'yizkor ahavaso, and when we see the mezuzah, it will remind us of the love. V'yeor mishnaso, and it will waken us from our slumber, from our sleep, and remind us when we go in and when we come out, what our purpose is. And when we leave our house for the day, what we want to go out and do, and what we want to accomplish, and how we want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever those circumstances are. So too, when we come back into our house, what is the goal of our house? What do we want to accomplish there? And what do we want to create in terms of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Rambam ends by saying, V'yeda she'ein davar ha'omeid la'olam ula'omei olamim, ela yadiyas tzor ha'olam. And it will remind us that there really is nothing that withstands in this world except for the yadiyah of Hashem, except for our knowledge and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we see from these two mitzvos that really the specific idea that is being given over to us, that Korach, who was distancing himself and distancing his Eda by bringing in these two mitzvahs of tzitzis and mezuzah, these two mitzvahs are really the vehicle by which we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they remind us that the purpose of the mitzvahs are to connect to Hashem and to cling to Hashem. Just to end, the Sfas Emes brings down that the gematria of Hallel, which we say on Rosh Chodesh, which we said today, the gematria of Hallel is 65. And he brings down that similar to this, the gematria of mezuzah is also 65. And we therefore see the connection between the two, between Hallel, in which we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring about our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through recognizing Hashem, greatness in this world, so too the mezuzah is there on our doorways at all times to remind us to take that extra moment just to think of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we create constantly through the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.